Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
Our foundation scripture is John 12 verses 20 and 21. John the 12th chapter, the 20th and 21st verses. John chapter 12, verses number 20 and 21. The Bible said there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. Ladies and gentlemen, the same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." There were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee. They desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." As someone king can hear you, Johannes, Luke chapter 21 verses number 34 through to 36. Luke 21, 34 to 36. The Bible said, "Take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with suffering and drunkenness and the cares of this life, so that the day come upon you unawares. For as a snare shall come upon all them that dwell upon the face of the earth. Watch ye therefore, and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man." Watch it, ladies and gentlemen. We shall all stand before the Son of Man, including the people who believe there is no God. Including the people who say that Jesus is not Lord, they all will come and appear before the Son of Man, the Christ, the Christos, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. We shall all appear before his throne. Just like you prepare for pension, and you prepare for your wedding, and you prepare for your birthday, and you prepare for your anniversary. Ladies and gentlemen, be preparing to stand before the Son of Man. And here is a Father's Day. I will use the opportunity to speak to all fathers, because when I look at the celebration of Mother's Day comparatively to Father's Day, I realize a Father's Day, Father's Day, I have not even bothered to look at my phone except my mother's message that she sent me, Dr. Christy Dotata, the message she sent me this morning. The reason is because I'm thinking about it. Oh, Papa, your friend, Papa, your man, happy Father's Day. Oh, your friend, Papa, your man, happy Father's Day. And I was asking my wife, so Father's Day, and one, your man, happy Father's Day, and is that all it is? And one, I'm not talking about, they should bring something or money or whatever. That's not what we're talking about. When I look at the way we celebrate mothers comparatively, the way we say, "And yummy mama," because many fathers, because this is not the time to address it, then when are we going to address it? Now that the attention is there, father, we say, my work means, Manenko, Uhiamia, Obeba. A black way, and a yacha no more, a dear hair, Bumanquasia, Ebisime. It is only by the grace of God that we are seeing. Possibly it will be upon the generation of my children where we are going to see a generation or a new generation of thinkers and who have renewed their mind in Christ Jesus, who will love God in spirit and in truth and do what the will of God is and what God expects of us. Listen, the entire Bible is a relationship between a father and children. Finish! The entire Bible is between, it is an affinity, fidelity, fraternity, union, synergy, and a relationship between God and his children. Therefore, God is a father. If we want to learn fatherhood, I don't preach, you know, ceremonial messages. It's just part of my preamble and synoptical prologue. And so as I do present it, I just want you to get the revelation of what we are talking about. Because when we talk about fathers, and you will be our yepem, our ninamho. No, that is not a father. And you will be bun to pa, our woman, our woman, our woman, our woman, you know, woman, you know, fathers give life, fathers instruct, fathers impact. Fathers give life, fathers instruct, fathers impact. Fathers give life, fathers instruct, fathers impact. Fathers, they give life, they instruct, they impact. Fathers have leadership skills, they have people skills, they have spiritual skills. Fathers are people with skill, ability, and they have family skills. Reject or neglect their responsibility. I'm talking to you, ladies and gentlemen. Get the revelation. And I'm telling you, even, you know, when Isaiah was prophesying in Isaiah chapter number 9, I think it's verse number 6. After a matter of fact, he started in verse 5. That said, this part, that every battle of a warrior, it shall be with a confused noise and the garment rolled in blood. But this shall be with the burning and the fuel of fire. Then in verse number 6, he said unto us, a child is born, a son is given, his government will be upon his shoulders. But before he went on to say that, he said his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father. The people that say that Jesus is not a father is your brother. I think you need a spectacle, lenses, to read this one. We're talking about the Christ, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, Everlasting Father, a father that everlasts. Oh yeah. Kajemu amadimo mabru na today mumfatini nkamu boni. I'm telling all the fathers that have made bond, you know, people that have molested your own children, rejected your own responsibility. This morning, you will do yourself a favor by picking up the phone, rather you, and telling your children, I am very sorry. Fathers be brilliant, strokes, creditors, sometimes even madness. Yeah! As I finish, you know, and I'll allow you to take your seat, and then we are going to. Will you, at the end, watch you on the TV as you look at Simpa. You know, that's where we are.
Kokobo.
Read the word of the Lord. The Bible said, "Munche muhuye na pucha ene sabro."
Ne mkuu yimu niyama huo dajini.
Pacho tiaye mkuu niyama huo dajini.
Ne how
sheni paso? Ne how?
Ansho makumaso.
Itibibe sheni pa kumaso. Anopei. I want to speak to people. I mean, that when you go through life, there can be all manner of things that it bring to me. Ansho makumaso. Why sheye? Ujidi ebe tofom. Pastor, can you take your seat, please? Relax and enjoy the rest of the service. Shaye, a school fees. Any awadiya unwariye. Any time ya winyaye. Nikanwa winyantobi. And now what to be now perfect for? Because shaye na nkwenye muda jine ho how. Ainsha wakumasu. There are so many things that should be passed. I mean, we are so petty. pettiness. When I look at the petty politicking in the governance and in the politics of this country, it amazes me. Look at the way we had a breakthrough. I am going to use the opportunity to thank God for the national security apparatus from the national coordinator. We salute your men, the national police, the Ghana police service, and all the operatives, including the Ghana armed forces, that put themselves together to rescue the Canadian girls. Thank you. Now you know I join you. Now you know I join you. Then MPP NDC come and bring their noise to us. The guy or the lead guy was NDC. The lead guy is MPP. Can't you guys give us a little break after? Or how maha or may? Can't you give us a little break? NDC, MPP, Yabriamo. If there are two groups of people, wouldn't be bothersome. I'm sorry, you be no problem. When I'm no Kasano. Pi! Yamunyensim Funono, MPP, NDC. Yamunyensim Funono. Crying is crying. Crying is crying. I don't care who commits the crime. And whoever commits a crime faces the full rigors of the law. Period. The Bia Mekase. Adia Bakwa Yense na Hoboni. Ewo me muni se. We a criminal. Now per se, you get away with your crime. Join a political party like NDC and MPP. You will get away with your crime easily. Period. But I'm going to tell them that when I'm coupon, you see my kick. Oh yeah, Isaiah chapter 10, Willie, from verse number 1, Ethiopian seminar, you will read the word of the Lord for me. Isaiah 10, Ethiopian seminar. I do not intend to speak a lot of our language this morning, but I will want him to read that headed to us one more time. So that the leaders of this nation, the gatekeepers, who are also fathers this morning, we give them Father's Day. And I look at the way people are suffering and trying to make ends meet. If yet, it exists in our country. Meaning evil judgment has punishment. It has ramification and repercussions. I'm talking to you. And open me kasachere Ghana. Me kasachere yempeni for. Me kasachere MPP for. Muna mwa bema. Me kasachere NDC for. Mujai ya hon papa. But I'm telling you this morning. Ate mubone. And who are such a. Read the word of the Lord.
One year, one hour, she said, I said, you who?
One year, one hour, she said, I said, you who?
Near Trefoa, what chance, so I said,
at Trefoa, what should it be?
What should it in Shaswa?
What should it? What should it in Shaswa? I said, yeah.
So, better than here for if you are tenting in a home.
So, better than here for if you are tenting in a home.
Now, what's your memo, bro? What you
this, I'm telling you, that is why, you know, there are people in someone prisons right now who have done nothing. I'm telling you, in Chatoswa, you're back to Kino clearly. Who you are, no baby. I'm a very young punch. They are in prison serving 12 years. A gentleman that stole 3 goats is serving 12 years in Kumasi Central Prisons. 12 years, 4 years for each goat. 4 years for a ponche bako. And the real thieves are in suits. The real thieves are in suits. Walking, riding on the streets of Accra in SUV V8 vehicles, and we gladly call them honorable. Was it dear? One more, a shisha atemu bonnie. There is. Will you charge house in
you? When you are one of us, ni atwere fo ochre asihyeso
asihye. Listen to that.
So better ni ehia fo fira tenten ne ho. Na wachia memmu mobrofo atemu. Na kunafo adane wona
sase. Wachia memmu mobrofo atemu. Ha! Wachia atemu a enwa so Jesus. I'm telling you. Wachia atemu. Se atemu pa ya tenten ni jina ho. Na pese wachia no. Unu ya bia wu na yire. Mo pesa mo jine japa di free ne yere nsam wonche I'm telling you obi I'm telling you na di onko pewe japa di ye won't you go and struggle for your own obi di ye na akwa kope e chila kwa. I want to talk to you ladies and gentlemen obi ya upe o nyonko di ya hafa and then you want to maltreat their wives and their children. Oh, I'm telling you, God will make you come under the strict judgment of a sword, and then your wife will be a widow, your children orphans. Everybody that is listening to us this morning, we need you to understand that God is love, God is peace, God is good, God is favorable, God is, but I need you also to get that revelation without any iota of doubt that God is a judge. God is a just judge. He will judge between you and your wife. He will judge between. I was speaking to a woman of God who has been married to her husband, a preacher, and the preacher, he has deserted this woman for 5 years. For 5 years. And I'm telling you that God will judge. There will be judgment between you and your wife, you and your husband. Mumanwa, mumumukrunuma, asopa, ehurechina. We the free empire, ba wo boy, abrana wo pekuno. He say wonsa kentin sunguno, ene wudi. I want to tell you, sir, ni wuye na atemwo ho. Adia bia wuye as a wife. Unti mi ma onsem. Wuna mno kasano. Tiaria. Especially the preachers who know that the women cannot, the preachers who know that they cannot divorce the women, come and see maltreatment. Come and see maltreatment. And this guy is there, and they, apart from the fact that they have denied them sex and that benevolence of the body for the past almost 1 year, they also have the nerve to starve them, even when they put the money for the groceries on the table. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to understand. And when you come from that home and sit here and dress nicely and want to tell me that God is good, and still, because you are dealing with the God that is a judge, He sees the heart, He sees the motives, He sees what is in the reins. The Bible said, all good and perfect gift cometh from above, from the Father of lights, in whom is no variableness nor shadow of turning. And I'm telling you, oh yeah, because His word is sharper than every two-edged sword. It casts asunder to the separation of the bone and marrow, as of the spirit and soul, or as the spirit and soul to the bone and marrow. The Bible said the word of God is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. It's a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. The word of God is a discerner of thoughts and the intents of the heart. The word of God is a discerner. The word of God, it discerns the thoughts, it scans the heart. I'm telling you, motives will be judged. Motives will be judged. People are trying to be, oh, you are my friend. Suddenly your friends are turning enemies. Your enemies are turning friends. You need to be watchful. I'm telling you, be watchful. Let the noise stop. We have a nation to develop. We are tired of your petty politics. Let the noise stop. We need how to bring proper drainage systems so that when it rains, it doesn't flood in the city. At least we want to also be counted worthy of people that are smart, that are wise, that are prudent. Prudent. We also have bright minds and great thinkers and great implementators in this country. You know, great guys who can put stuff together. Oh yeah, yeah. Let's work. We are thinking of how to be able to build a proper infrastructure in the health sector, in the education sector, and all stuff like that. We are thinking of how we can keep cheating in examinations. Cheating! And I want to talk to the teachers. God will judge you. Teachers who can go and infiltrate and have a clue, an idea of what questions, you know, because these examiners are human beings. They have brothers, they have sisters, they have whatever. So definitely they could be talking. And then while they are talking, people pick up the things and do apokrunkro. And they have created a website. You want this? We can give a flow. You pay, you send your mobile money, and then they send the questions to you, and then you give it to your school, and then they write the exams, and they said, you know, we had 100%. You think this education is and private people, not all of them, do you think that, you know, they are fools? They are not. Hey, criminals are not fools. Obia, we're a criminal. They are smart guys. Only the thing is that their heart is twisted or perverted. That's it. I'm telling you, sometimes we need to even recruit. When you go to Rwanda, their children, like our children's age, they are in school doing things like decoding and encoding encryptions, doing things like that. We are here still playing chaskele. Playing chaskele. The real criminals are into serious things, cracking codes, cracking, hacking into data systems, and you won't believe some of the times we need to consider, you know, employing some of these people into our national security. Yes! So that it will be easier for us to bring our Takoradi girls back. Darling, you, Mr. IGP, good morning, happy Father's Day. But our Takoradi girls are still not back. Some people must be doing voluntary stepping down and resigning. Yeah, I brought you here if they feel that I failed in this. I don't deserve, I don't qualify to be here, they resign. Our people can fail totally. And they are quoting figures. The GDP growth of the microeconomy. Ghana's economy grew by 17.5%. It is the highest in the world. You have lost touch with reality. You've lost the common touch. Because petrol you free, car you free, light bill you free, bodyguard you free. You've lost touch with the common ground. That's why you're not going to eat tea bread. And then you say you're too sweet. You're a casability. Will you? Interesting. I'm looking at 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4 and verse number 2. I want us to chapter 4 from verse 1. Let's look at it carefully and let's get the word of the Lord right in it through by the grace of God. And then whilst we're working this out, you know, I will let you read. The Bible said, for ye know that, you know what the commandments we gave you by the Lord Jesus. Read the word. Let's move to the next. For this is the will of God, even your sanctification. Your sanctification is the will of God. We are the will of God in eternal home. I'm telling you. It in an all kind of way. Proverbs chapter 31, when the Bible was talking about Atemiba, Atemi Yefroba, Atemi Bosheba, and Fawa one day, and Mama, and Fawa Quinania say, I am for, and Siam for Lamuel, and Siam for say, or no man, sir. Now we read a free Embra one Casawashe. Pierre! I am very interested. Look at this. He said that it is the will of God, even your sanctification, that you will be, you live a life of sanctity. It is the will of God. It is the will of God. It is possible, ladies and gentlemen. And I want to use opportunity to say here to everybody that is listening to us, it is not normal. It is not normal at all to have a wife and have other girlfriends. It's not normal to have side chicks. I'm telling you. I went to driving out from an online session recently, and I look at the number of sex workers in this city. It is amazing. It tells me there is too much work to do. Too much work to do. And I'm telling our government, I'm talking to, you know, this particular government, His Excellency Nanado Dankwa's government, let's create jobs for our people. Let's create jobs. All these kidnappings is as a matter of joblessness. I'm telling you, let's create jobs for, I'm not talking about, at least let's give our people hope. Real hope. That suemo na enche. Yensu suemo enche. Bibi padi enim. Let's create jobs for our people. The red! When I went to Edum for our Kumasi crusade, I met Nigerian girls and Ghanaian girls who were, you know, selling their bodies at Edum. Not night. Daytime! My crusade was between 8 o'clock in the morning to 10 o'clock, and people were ready already in business in the morning. You won't believe, some people are waiting. They are waiting for others to finish. And so they come and say, hey, Mr. Mepe, Malaika, aren't you Mr. Malaika? So we'll be able to Malaika, so I need some training. And the guy is waiting, and Malaika is in a tent. It's a tent, and yet than you, a tent. And then this guy can shout, hey, Malaika, But it was side checks. I said, do you know that, you know, in this country, and it, you can go to a place for an assignment and they can service you with girls. Girls! So I said, with your car, I'm going to watch you free. So I'm going to say, no, I'm going to tell you, baby. Fire be. One more chia girls, no more tea among them. A chia me tea among them. Yes, yeah, me why? A poma. Tia, yeah! Will you then watch your Tiffany as a whole? Thessalonica.
But you'll say
a Christopher
Asitana.
Come out of me too.
Christopher Asitana.
Christopher! Or my Sitana. You are sitting up, people have a Christ or you send you, and then a crowd. You are sitting up, and for take Christ of war. And you Christ of war, I said, Tia, you Christ of war, I said, I feel we can come out.
Namunim Casaco, I am ready, yes, to Casachum.
Read the word of
Nayan, the Yankupon, Pesa, Pesa Mahoti, Munimo,
and in India, when Yankupon, Pesa Mahoti. What here? Say Christ ni here urate. Ya ka hunti ya enye wonamunyuma nkwa adwempone opese wotwun ufri adwempone. 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 Enye adwempone nka somebody could put ties and put petrol on the gas pipelines that they are going to bend the gas pipeline so that there will be power curtailments in our country. Doom son into us. There are so many people. Ajemboni wo munyaya na 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 do abenyi anyeyi. Ajemboni. Tieni enke nyame adwinja. Everybody in this place, Christopher Brabo ewo ho. Enye se ya no afufu awie enko fa whiskey emise ho. Christopher wa Brabo. A castle will be a Christonia. In Psalm 1, verse 1. Blessed are those who does not stand in the way of sinners. They don't sit in the seat of the scornful. Their delight is the law of God. They meditate upon it day and night. They might be like a tree that is planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth its fruit in its season, and its leaves will not wither. And whatsoever he doeth, it shall prosper. You were going to look for the job, and they said, well, we need to sleep with you before the job is given. That is not the Christopher. Men will never do anything for a woman for free. They will and want to exploit you, take advantage of you. And ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand, all these people, they get up in the morning and go and sit in church. And I'm talking to you know, they were Christopher Abraham, Oba Alabasta, Oko Presby, Methodist, Anglican, CAC, Apostolic, Pentecost, Baptist, Oko AME Zion, wherever you go, Asori Bia Okono, Maminka Samanjo, you cannot be a Christian on Sunday and go and be a devil incarnate on Monday to Saturday and show up on Sunday. Dear you, Christopher Abraham. Abraham! Yeah, Christopher. A Christopher no movie, Miss Christopher Nyade.
No movie.
Christopher and Champion, Miss Christopher Nyade. Christopher Nyakrom for Miss Christopher Nyade.
Nyakrom for
Christopher Nyasa, Miss Christopher Nyade.
Nyasa.
Christopher Nyakushi for Miss Christopher Nyade.
Nyakushi
for Pia. Oh, wait to you, Pa. Wait to our brothers.
But as a monument of fear at your mamma. Some mu biara nhuru said you obenye onora na yire ahote ani ani die mu
sanka honi bio
some mu biara nhuru said
you munyi mo ho
munyi mo ho mfiri adwamam
bia nyi ne ho mfiri adwamam anya adwamam mon kwa ne se woni obi wo fa obi o da bi anya adwamam mon kwa wo twi ne ho kra adwamam tieni. So those of you who are struggling with pornographic images and put all these kind of pictures on the walls and all that, watch! Be careful. Will you kind?
Some of you be around who said you'll be in your honor and you're a hot TNE and a DMU.
TNE! Wanka mpe I mpa. Wanka mpana. Wasi ubiara benya dia.
Some of you be around who said you'll be in your honor and you're a hot TNE and a DMU.
We hear it must be a hot TNE and a DMU. Sometimes it may have a whole pass. Will be our so you know. Oh, yeah, man, sang here. Hey, me can't look at a natural. There are people that are married sitting in our churches, and they go to work, and in the afternoon at break time, the boss services your wife, and your wife wipes. Mira. to you. I wish your brain had cameras. I wish your brain it had cameras. Can you bring me into?
And yet, a corner and the brain move. Sam and a man move for a woman in Yankopono.
One more in Yankopono, but a fumia woman. Not in lust. Not in lust. Not in lust. That thing is bordering this generation. Not in lust. Not in lust. Lust is killing this generation. Lust. What is wrong with us? I keep telling the people, if you feel that God has called you, purge yourself before you come to this thing. Purge yourself before you come to the pulpit. Because a father does not abuse, misuse. It doesn't happen. Tini. Willikai.
Se obiara entra nkosi sini nua asem bi mu. If it's a radin yenum nyina mu reto.
O si entra nkosi si obia. Read the word.
That
no man go beyond and defraud his brother in any matter. Tia yo. Asase na nya odi agai chiredi. Fi se wonyame bu atai. Tinene. Because you have money and you have contacts and you have whatever, you want to use your influence against the poor. The Bible said, do not rob the poor because he is poor and their judge is God. The widow, the fatherless, the orphan, God will defend their cause. Will you read?
No, Nyankopo am freya anko efimu.
Freya freya no. Enye efi efre.
Nemo mahoti emu.
Look at that. I like that, because next verse number 7. Let's go into verse number 7. For God had not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness. Everybody say holiness.
Holiness.
That is one word that is missing from church. Holiness. Krum krum merate. Krum krum merate. And then you see that my person may come baby. Let's leave it like that. My person may know me a bit. You know, I met a gospel musician recently, and all his implication means we felt or we feel you hate us. No, we don't hate you. The people that are praising you, they are your haters. They, ha, me pastor ya tiame, tiame, where would I dare see more? Tiame, ne tiame, tiame. Me pastor me nyine. I want to grow in the Lord. I want to grow in the Lord, and apart from that, I want to make it to heaven. Yeah, I mean, after all this on earth, and you miss heaven, hey, me pastor. The thing is that you don't know when your time is coming. Man does not know their time. And that is why you need to hold on to the Lord Jesus in spirit and in truth. Hold on to Jesus. Because there is judgment. The coming of Jesus Christ is by the corner. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm reminding you, there is hell. That right now we are at the junction of heaven and hell, and God has sent us to redirect traffic from hell to heaven. Oh yeah, from hell to heaven. And everybody in this place, if we don't genuinely repent, anybody that dies in their sin, they are going to hell. So we are at the junction. All the people coming to hell, no. Redirection, quick. Redirection, quick. Redirection, quick. Some we persuade, others we rebuke. Quick. Oh yeah, we are going quick. From hell to heaven. From hell to heaven. From hell to heaven. If your name is not in the book of life today, this morning, we want to ask the Lord, please write my name in the Lamb's book of life. I want to make heaven. 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 Let me put it this way. As I finish. Never think we are going to be here forever. Sometimes we forget that there is even something until something happens to somebody. Then we remind ourselves we are strangers. I want to only urge you, prepare. Jesus is coming back again. Jesus is coming back again. And this is what church should be doing. Church should be redirecting us. Come out from among them and be ye separated. Come out, come out, come out from among them. Be separated. Come out from among them. Move free, womumu. Free, womumu. Move free, womumu. A sunni by free, mu. Namontemo home, rade. Come out. You must be separated. You must be different. You must be like Christ Jesus. Like him. Like him. Not like your pastor. Like him. Like him. You know, when I hear people like, you know, sometimes I come to church and one time we were very late. We came and then I realized there are people sitting in their car. The moment they saw their car, they got up and came to church because they were waiting for us. I'm telling you. I want to talk to all of you. If you have one, make good use of it. Not only when you come to church. You get up in the morning, two things are very important. Your quiet time and your devotion. Quiet time and devotion. Come into here.
Quiet time and devotion.
You are too addicted to your phone, but I think it's time to be addicted to the word of God. Addiction to God's word. Addiction to the things of God. Let's make good use of it. The moment you are clinging to the word of God, you are walking in the spirit. And if you walk in the spirit, you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Galatians 5:18. Walk in the spirit so that you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Walk in the spirit. Galatians 5:16. Let's see. Galatians 5:16. Oh, I even like that. This I say, walk in the spirit, that ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Go to the next verse, 17. For the flesh, watch this. Let's close with this. For the flesh lusted against the spirit, and the spirit lusted against the flesh. And these things, these things are contrary one to the other. So that ye cannot do the things that ye would. Will you? 16:17.
Galatians chapter 5, verse 16. Na me say, monante honhomu. Na mo eni honam akonechi.
Yeah.
Na honam kondot ya honhom.
Honam. Adiyewe. This flesh, do you know what this flesh wants to do? This flesh wants to even sleep with your sister. This flesh wants to kill. This flesh wants to murder. Our flesh, it can want to even sleep with your own father. This flesh is wicked, like the heart, extremely deceptive. That is why we are asking you, once you have given your life to Jesus Christ, walk in the spirit. That is why ungodly music is disadvantageous to your Christian life. Because if you want to walk with the spirit, and you know, that is ambivalent into walking in the spirit. Sikaya damu, sikaya tamfo, sikaya wawayo, sikaya wawayo. Weye nyom. Weye nyom. Rather, we should cling to something. When we want to sing songs like that, Jesus, I am able to sing. Jesus, me go and copy a me. Achira. Yeah, he reborn or sooner or crow. Spirit filled songs. Yeah, yami. Once I'm not your order. Yeah, yami. Once I'm not your order. Wait, I dream bonin him. It builds you. Yeah, and you'll be one of Mukra, old tour, now a powerhouse. We are redirecting traffic. Isaiah 5:20. But before he will come to say, wouldn't he? One more friend, Bonnie Papa, one more friend, Papa Bonnie, one more different from you, know, one different from you, know, before he was going to say that in verse number 14, he said something, was saying, that is why hell has opened its mouth wide, and the dignitaries of Jerusalem and the great people of Jerusalem have descended into hell. Dear, and their multitudes and their pomp, and he that rejoices shall descend into hell, because hell has opened its mouth wide without measure. People are on their way to hell. So our job is to redirect traffic from hell to heaven. Turn back, baby. I walk out could do the other no more. Christopher Abrabo, the Pesirus Abrabo, he catch a honorable fool in. Yes, we are honorable and you are not honorable. You are brabo. Abraba, a fata Christus. Say amen. So you are now to clap your hands for the Lord.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesono Worship Center near Tesono Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.